continues on through the verses, when we get to the verse 40 and it says at the time of the end, by Daniel's definition, that's talking about a specific time prophecy that has reached its fulfillment. If you're understanding the king of the north in these verses, as James White did, as the papacy, then there's a perfect agreement with the papacy starting in verse 31 and a time prophecy being associated with it in verse 33 and verse 35. And when you get to verse 40, it says at the time of the end, it's obviously 1798. But there is no time prophecy associated with the powers that Uriah Smith introduces in verse 36. So because of that, when you come to verse 40 and it says at the time of the end, it's muddied the waters. But most of us haven't followed through close enough to understand the significance of the time of the end in the book of Daniel. It is simply, by definition, and Sister White uses it as such when she applies it, it's the end of a time prophecy. So if we go back to Daniel 12, verse 4, it says, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book." What does it mean to seal the book here? Daniel doesn't have any human power or divine authority that's been given to him to somehow seal up the testimony of Daniel. It's not a magical connotation that's put on it, and there isn't some kind of binding that was put on part of his book, except this. The way that Daniel's book was sealed up is through the providence of history. These prophecies in Daniel were not going to be fully recognized and begin to be understood until they came to pass, until the time period when the time prophecies of the book of Daniel, the 1260, 1290, 1335, 2300 days, when those time prophecies began to be fulfilled in history, you would be at the time of the end of those time prophecies, and at the same time as they're understood, they would be unsealed. These books were sealed through history, through the providence of history, and it's saying that at the time of the end, in verse 4, when the book would be unsealed through the history, that through the historical fulfillment of these time prophecies, that knowledge shall be increased. Daniel here, in verse 4 and onward, is now illustrating the end of the world, but the primary purpose of Daniel's last vision is what shall befall thy people at the end of the world. And in this sense, what needs to be recognized here from verse 4 onward is that Daniel is symbolizing God's people at the end of the world. And in verse 4, what's being told is when these prophecies finally reach their point